If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian JoshWolf.com for always dates across the country. He's here in Omaha this weekend, FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
We're so happy to have him back.
Austin,
he
Austin
had to move his
up.
Date last time.
You did. You had a project, didn't you? I don't remember.
He had to build some shelves for somebody.
I was building shelves.
But he's here now.
What was the project?
I know last year I had to cancel.
Somebody was sick.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
In the head. And it was probably me.
I couldn't find my way out of the house. I had one too many edibles. I'm like, it was like, you ever get in a casino? You're like, I don't know where the exit is, so I guess I'll gamble a little more.
You're still dealing with the fact that, obviously you live in a cool state, so weed's legal. Are you still dealing with the fact that most of the place you fly to still is not legal? Or do you care?
No, I don't really care so much.
I know. I mean, nobody does.
Yeah.
Nobody really does. I mean, because we're all past it. But there's still laws in certain backwoods states like ours.
Okay.
All right.
So I will tell you, I'll tell you two good airport weed stories.
Yeah, I want to hear those.
One, I asked a friend of mine who I smoke weed with, and I said, how do you, and he's a comic, and we like to play jokes on each other.
Well.
And I said, hey, man, how do you get high on planes? Because I take edibles.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I vape on the plane. I was like, what?
Whoa.
And he said, yeah, I take a hit and I blow it into my shirt.
You know what? My kids tell me that guys are doing that in school. They'll blow it into their shirt.
Okay.
In the middle of class.
So
unbelievable.
I said to him, I go, hey, man, I said, now, look, I know we like to get high and play jokes on each other, but this is a joke that could land me in jail.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what he said to me? He goes, there's no jails on planes, guy. And I go, yeah, there are when you land, dude.
Yeah.
Just because there isn't a jail where you are doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. That's not how it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he said, try it, man. You should be all right. So I get on the plane. It was a red eye from LA to New York. And I waited. I didn't believe him 100% because he's a comic.
Right. Yeah. And, of course he is. Right. Yeah, I wouldn't believe him at all.
And I waited 2 hours till I thought everybody was asleep.
We know the name.
You know the name. So I take a hit and I blow it into my, and I was actually wearing a hoodie.
Got it.
And I would blow it into my hoodie and I just stuck my arms out because I was waiting to see if any smoke was going to come out of my sleeves, right?
Who's sitting right next to you?
Some dude who didn't like my lady shades. So, but it was late at night and he was asleep and I was like, all right. So, and I didn't see any smoke and I was like, oh, this is vapes on planes. I'm the Samuel Jackson of weed. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm getting away with this.
Right.
So I took like 4 or 5 more hits across the flight. Super, I'm high when I land. I'm really happy. And I stand up, and the dude who was sitting behind me the whole flight goes, hey, man, I thought you were on fire a couple of times on the flight over. I said, what? Because all the smoke was coming out of the back of my neck. So all he saw was this smoke steaming out of the back of my neck, right? And he said, I turned my air on you a couple times. I was like, this dude's hot. I got to turn on the air. So he was turning on the air on the back of my neck on the flight over. That's one. Okay. The other close.
So you stopped that.
No, I still do it. I thought it was real funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the other thing that really made me laugh, I always fly high.
Okay.
And I always show up to the airport high. And I always show up to the airport with weed.
Mm-hmm.
So now I had showed up at this one particular time. Here's the one thing I have about weed now. We all grew up smoking weed, right?
Yeah.
And at a time where you could smoke a whole joint and not go legally insane.
Well, like the weed now. It's strong now, right?
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
And the names of the weed don't help you to let you know what it's going to. Like, I need the weed. Please start naming the weed after what it's going to do to me.
Right.
I don't need like a hoopty whoopty. What does that do?
Right. I bought an eighth of that. For some kind of uniform code.
Just name the weed after what it's going to do to me. Like, you know what weed I wouldn't buy? I wouldn't buy gets up 4 times to see if the oven's on. I hate that weed. That's the kind of weed. Just let me know. Put that on one side of the weed store and be like, oh, that weed's going to make me check my pulse? I don't want that weed. You know what I mean? How many times am I going to check to see if I'm going to die under that weed?
So every dispensary has different names for all the weed.
It's just.
Yeah, there's no consistency,
confusing.
So it's difficult.
You know what weed I would buy every time? I would buy Falls Asleep on top of the covers fully clothed. I like that weed. That's the weed that I'm going. Hey, like, that's the weed I'm aiming for.
All right.
So I had smoked a little bit of the, apparently I had smoked a little bit of the gets up 4 times, see if the oven's on my way to the airport.
And you're on a plane. Got it.
And that weed makes me say hello. To overcompensate for being paranoid, I say hello to everybody.
Right.
At the airport, I was like, hey, hi, hello, hi. Hi, hello.
Oh, no.
Hi, hello. Hey.
Because you're going to be too quiet. You overcompensate.
I'm overcompensating.
Right.
I go through the x-ray machine, and they pull my bag. My bag has 15 edibles in it.
Oh. But you're in LAX. You're allowed to fly out with it, right?
Yeah, but I'm super paranoid.
Got it.
And allowed is like a wink-wink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
all right.
Are the other airports in Southern California as cool as LAX?
I don't.
Do they mind?
Here's what basically the wink wink is, hey, don't flaunt it.
Yeah.
Don't have two joints tucked behind your ear.
Right, right, right.
Don't wrap it up so it doesn't smell. So everybody in line knows that you're not the dude who's carrying
it. What was it?
Just be cool.
It was a Chiba Chews.
Okay, got it. All right.
So she pulls my bag. Now, she pulled my bag. I had almonds in my bag. And almonds, I have almonds, so you know, they don't x-ray through it. It looks like a solid mass.
Right.
And I had my podcast up there, so there's wires coming out of the solid mass.
Got it.
I carry almonds because a couple of years ago, I was diagnosed pre-diabetic, and I had to change my munchies. Look, nobody in the world smokes weed and is like, where are the almonds? But that's where I am right now. And anybody who smokes weed will tell you, eating an almond when you're high... not that easy.
Oh, because of dry mouth.
Oh, there isn't enough saliva in my face.
Yeah.
That's
true. Because almonds are dry as hell, you're right.
So she pulls the almonds out, and she says to me, the almonds don't x-ray through, and then she put them back in, and then she reached back in the bag, and she pulled out my edibles. And she said, she held them up. So everybody.
Yeah.
She goes, you want to talk about these? And I said, only if you do. And she said, do you plan on taking these on the plane? And I said, I will eat them all right now if you need me to.
Yeah.
I'm a team player.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to. And I told her, I go, I'm going to need a wheelchair when I land because I'm not going to know where I am. But I will eat all of those things right now if these make you uncomfortable.
Right.
And she said, just tuck them in your bag. Don't take them out on the plane and you should be fine.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. But you know what I had to do to calm my nerves?
What?
Eat an edible.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, that freaked me out. Oh, yeah. Holy moly. My heart nearly came out my nose on that one. But, yeah, the airport has become, like, there are some states, Arizona, there are some states where I feel like if I feel like they're still trying to prove themselves to be hard asses,
right.
I probably wouldn't fly into Mississippi or Louisiana.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because, to me, those states still feel like they...
You can have moonshine on you, but not your no
we
weed.
We ain't acting like a bunch of liberals.
Yeah. And you know what those people need?
Especially
they need
lady glasses.
Weed.
Yeah.
You get off in Louisiana with your lady glasses on, ain't going to work, right?
I have a feeling they're pulling me over with these shades on anyway. Hey, son.
Maybe in might be fine in New Orleans.
Maybe New Orleans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You probably don't want to run up state in lady glasses.
Yeah.
Probably don't want to walk the streets of Shreveport in your lady glasses.
I got tased in Shreveport.
Did you?
Yeah.
What happened there?
You don't, obviously you're doing comedy,
deserved,
right?
Not deserved, I'm sure.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
So I was at the, Christopher Titus.
Oh, yeah.
Married.
Oh, yeah.
His wife used to manage that Funny Bone.
Titus, a friend of the show. Yeah, we love Titus. Yeah.
Titus, great guy.
Yeah, great dude.
So the Funny Bone that she used to manage...
That's how they met, right?
Yes.
His current wife? Okay.
The cops who used to patrol, they patrolled a smaller area of Shreveport.
Right.
And I believe you could tell those cops because they either wore bright yellow or bright orange vests. They patrolled that area. They were in control of that area. That's who, they didn't, they had their own little rules.
Got it.
You heard about Josh Brolin getting tased in Shreveport a couple years ago?
Yeah, he's done a movie there, right? Yeah, yeah.
Same group of guys.
Same group of guys.
So they come into the comedy club on Thursday.
And they're tase happy.
And they say, oh, yeah, they got a trigger finger.
Right.
And they say, hey, we tased the headlining comic at the end of the Saturday Night Show. And I was like, ha, ha, ha.
That's part of their bit.
That's part of their deal. Ha, 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 ha. And I was like, yeah, that's not... And so
these are just dudes.
The woman who was running it said, hey, yeah, they do. And I was like, ha, ha, ha.
Was that Rachel at the time?
No, Rachel had already left. It was Jan, I think her name was.
Okay.
And so the next night, I took it a little more seriously because they were like, you're getting tased tomorrow night. And everybody, the staff, was like, yeah. By the way, they said the only person that didn't get tased was Paulie.
Paulie Shore?
Oh. Yeah, he flew out after the Saturday early show. He was like, hey, guess who's tasing me? Nobody.
All right, you got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the taser, the ones that shoot out? Or
it's
the
different than a stun gun, right?
They gave me the option. They said, do you want the shoot out or do you want the one tase in each leg?
But why, first of all, why do they, the club, allow that?
I mean, it's Shreveport, Louisiana,
I know,
man.
You should not have to. Once you're over 20, you shouldn't have to be hazed anywhere.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it should be against hazing.
Hey, I'm sorry. Did I start this story like, hey, a fun thing happened to me in Shreveport?
No, you did not.
Hey, let me tell you about this real fun, kooky story.
And okay. Haven't there been some bad physical reactions a tasing or a stun gunning?
So the show.
I would wager a guess and say most physical reactions are really bad.
Yeah.
And mine was.
Yeah. So the late show Saturday's done. Is it going to happen immediately in front of the crowd?
No. Okay. They obviously, this is on the down low.
Not anymore.
Right. But on the down low, you know, but they filmed it. So, and they gave me the option, the shoot, or do you want one each in the leg? You know, with a...
Right, yeah.
And I said, I guess I'd go one each in the leg. But I told them straight up, I go, what's going to happen? They said, you're going to fall. I go, well, that can't happen. You're going to have to hold me up. This is where Papa makes his money.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? I
point to his face.
Can't fall on the money
glasses,
maker.
Right, right.
And so they, one leg each. Beep.
And they caught you.
Oh, they held me up.
How bad was it? How bad it hurt?
I have to tell you, this is the first thing... Hurt isn't even the right word. It's like, have you ever dislocated your shoulder or anything like that?
No, I've hurt myself pretty
bad. I've dislocated my shoulder a bunch, but the first time I dislocated the shoulder, I wouldn't even call it, it hurt, but not in a traditional, this is where the pain is, right there on my elbow, right?
It just feels, something feels weird.
Oh, it's so terrible.
Right.
But so that tase, that's what it felt like all over. But I'll tell you where I felt it the most was on my butthole.
Oh, right in your butthole, okay.
For whatever reason, it responds to the electric. It was like, I was like, oh, yeah. It was like a...
So this happened every time you go back to the same club?
I never went back.
Okay, God, I was going
to
say,
to that club, yeah. But it was a bananas.
Yeah.
But there, in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, I did a radio show where this dude, he was like, will you stay an extra segment? And I go, I really got to get going. He said, the guy who was his... co-star, right. He said, what if I tase him in the nutsack? Will you stay? And I'm like, yeah, 100%.
So he tased his co-host in the nutsack. Okay, that sounds more like an excuse.
Yeah. I was like,
whatever you do, don't tase me in the nuts.
Yeah, I was like, this sounds like your Thursday night.
Right.
But I will. But I stuck around an extra segment to see that because I had never seen that before.
So Josh, in Shreveport, it's just a rite of passage. It's something they
but once
do.
Once you do the club,
this is what we do for fun because we're security and you're ha ha.
Yeah, not security, police officers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, police officers. Man. But it was funny. I think it was back in the, you know.
Did you investigate why the butthole?
I didn't.
Dr.
Is that the bundle of nerves there?
I don't know. But
why that part of your body would react more than others?
It's weird that you're taking notes on this story. He's got his pen out. Yeah. Well, tell me about the butthole one more time.
Does a pink sock come flying out or anything? Does it pooch right out?
Right. And is it specific to one stun gun on each leg?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a stun gun that'll tingle my butthole. Do you have one of those?
I want to see a pink sock pop right out. So let's do it with your pants off next time.
Yeah.
So we can see
a stun gun on each leg in order to get that pink sock out of there.
Steam coming out.
Yeah.
I'd watch that. Then you point to your butt and say, that's my moneymaker.
Don't let me fall on that.
That's my moneymaker.
Right.
My pink sock.
Don't let anything fall out of here.
That's my moneymaker.
Don't let, if you ever, man, if.
I love that Paulie just took off. He went off stage and go right to the airport? He probably did, Paulie.
I don't know, Paulie. That was all secondhand to me. I don't really know. But I do know that after I got tased, I thought, man, Paulie sure is not. He's pretty smart.
Yeah,
I should have got out of here.
Yeah,
it stuck with me for a couple minutes, just like the, you know, that kind of feeling, like
fun
about that.
We tased the Yankee in the ass.
Well, no, they didn't tase my ass.
Well, they didn't, but your ass popped out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never went back there.
Yeah, but I wouldn't think so. I would think once you get it done, you should have to do it every time. Because, I mean, like any comedy club, you put, most people play there once a year. You ain't going to get tased every damn year.
Is this done in front of a crowd?
No.
Like outside
no.
the club?
It sounds like
in
a Niedermeyer thing. These guys are like totally into it.
Yeah,
like,
in the
these
lobby.
Cops get off on it, sounds like.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's not my...
Look at his butthole.
And my, my worst experience with security ever at a comedy club. I won't say what club this is. But I'll tell you, you know the club and you know the person for sure. But I was on stage and this dude was mouthing. Mm-hmm. And I started to lay into him and his girlfriend started to laugh at him.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, you're right. When the girl's laughing at him, you're denuding him on stage.
So he stands up and he's way bigger than me.
Yeah.
And he started calling me funny guy. Oh, yeah, funny guy. Uh-huh. He's drunk. Oh, yeah, funny guy. And I looked to see security. And so there's a wall right here.
Yep.
Security's head was around the wall. And as soon as I looked to see the security, his head...
He back behind the wall.
Slowly back behind the wall, which was his way of telling me, you're on your own, man.
Really?
That dude's bigger than both of us.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, this is not going to end well for me. Because I...
Screaming like a bitch at a microphone ain't going to work either. That'd
no. My first thought was... If I scream and run off stage into the green room, how much time does that buy me? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How much? Because there's only one way out, one way in, that green room. So I'm basically stuck in there. And if he's some dude who can break down a door, like whatever, it's going to be just a beating.
Still, though, he could walk right on stage. Did he go on stage?
Yeah. He started to walk towards the stage. And I was in a city that had a hockey team.
Right.
And apparently some of those guys were at my show.
And they want to defend your ass. Good for them.
Yeah. I heard this really deep Eastern European voice go, sit down.
Oh, really?
And I look over and these two massive guys were standing up. And the dude looked over. He was like, what? And the other guy said, sit down or we'll make you sit down. And I was like, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, then I got brave. I'm like, you heard him.
You heard him.
You better sit. Oh yeah. Oh, I'll get tough with some big guys standing in front of me. I'm a terrible fighter, though.
Did you stop picking on the guy then?
No, I went in hard.
Oh yeah, that.
Oh, I had some protection up.
You did have protection.
Yeah, I had some protection up. I went in hard. I'm the youngest of three boys.
Yeah, you get your ass kicked a lot, right?
Yeah, I know I'm in a safe zone,
right,
I'm going in hard.
Yeah, you do with two big hockey players.
Yeah, I'm going
back in your ass.
I'm going in real hard. The one guy, the hockey guy, after the show, we took pictures together. And after the show, he told me, he was like, man, I was hoping he was going to take one more step.
Because they want an excuse to beat the guy up, didn't they? Yeah.
The guy said, I don't, this is exactly what he said. He said, I don't usually get to fight off the ice. And I was like, oh my God. is that what you're looking for? He was like, yeah, it's not, usually I got to fight on skates. It's much easier. I'm like, oh.
You're right. You keep your feet and just keep punching, man.
I hadn't thought, but him saying that to me made me think, like,
they can fight like
on skates.
They're really good fighters on skates. If they can keep their feet, you're dead, man.
I would think so.
Yeah,
I would think.
Right.
And plus, they're large people who are used to getting punched in the face. I got high, and this is going to be a surprise to you. I got high the other night and watched.
Are you high on stage ever?
You're
a pro, so I'm saying you could probably do. Can you do your show stoned?
Can I? Yes.
Do I?
Yes. my late shows. My late shows get a little loose.
Okay.
Like, you could come to my early show and then come to the late show and be like, this is a completely different show.
All right.
They get a little loosey-goosey because it's kind of where I find...
Have you ever just blocked out what the next 10 minutes were going to be?
No.
On weed? Because you're good. Okay, that's good.
No. Yeah. And on weed...
I don't know how you do that.
No.
Practice.
Because everybody knows smokes dope, forgets something.
That's practice.
And well, here's
they can the say thing. They don't, but they do.
Even if I... Oh, there's one. So my brother smokes weed. Yeah. My brother smokes weed, and we used to live together.
Right.
And he was a high school math teacher.
Good.
And I walked into his room once, and he was taking a hit, and he was grading a paper.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I go, "Hey, man." And he goes, "Yeah." I go, "Don't you make mistakes?" He was like, "I have no idea." And I thought, oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. He has no idea. So do I forget things? I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? I could. I don't think I do, but that's the beauty of it. You know what I mean?
Well, the We had when our friend Ron Wy, I'm sure you know Ron, he was on stage as just a headliner in clubs at the Funny Bone here in Omaha, and he was so drunk he told the same joke twice in a row, not a joke between,
back to back,
not a joke between, and I was at the show right in a row, and it was like everybody just paused and go, because I was drinking too, I was just in the crowd going. Did he just say that right in a row?
He did.
And he told it like he just didn't know he told it. That's what nailed it, because he'd forgotten he had just finished it and then started it again.
That's amazing.
Not even a joke between. And he didn't know. Colleen told him.
I have a great story for you.
All right. Hold it. Starring who? You again?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.